My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM. The Fan. Gonna talk some college and pro football coming up here. Football coverage on WSSP is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator today to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. T-Mobile.com/switch. Joining us now from BetMGM Tonight, part of the BetQL Radio Network. You can stream and listen to him on your Odyssey app, just like you can this very show, Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. He is Ryan Horvat, my old co-host from Curd and Long. Follow him on Twitter at Ryan Horvat. Ryan, thanks for coming up.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. Excited. Tonight's the big night, obviously, although I still can't get over the fact that we're playing a NFL football game on a Friday night in Brazil, and it's while I'm at work. But, yeah, I'm still excited. We get an early preview of what I think might be the NFC Championship game between the Eagles and Packers tonight.
For those that don't know and didn't hear Ryan complain and cry about this on Curtin Long, Ryan Horvat hates doing his radio show when the Packers are playing at the same time of his radio show. So Monday Night Football, not a fan of the Packers being there. Thursday Night Football, Ryan's not a fan of the Packers being there. And now he is stuck yet again, this time it being on Friday night, and Ryan not able to focus as much as Ryan would because he has to do a radio show.
Yeah, exactly, because I'm a fan first, yes. Right? Like, you know, and I can't control that. I can't help it. I love the Green Bay Packers. My favorite pro organization in all of sports. And so, yeah, it's hard to focus. You know, like tonight, it's going to be a great show. We're going to be doing great segments with great guests. But let's say, you know, Green Bay, either way, let's say they go up 14-0. I'm going to be way too excited to think about T. Higgins and Jamar Chase, right? Let's say they go down 14-0. That's the worst part. It's, like, bad enough when you're losing a bet. But when you're losing a bet and watching your team play, it's tough. I'll go home, though. I'll be able to watch it. I'll be able to watch the All-22. As well, because I'm a football guy, so it'll work out. It'll be okay. But I would have preferred this game to be on Sunday, Monday, and I think I would have preferred it to be in the United States of America. I don't know about you. I feel like this is really weird, right? Like the coverage, we got the reporters can't even tweet. They have to have their.
Oh, that's ridiculous. No. We've got reporters there. We got reporters there covering it. Wendell Ferreira, he's tweeting. Adair Carragher, he's tweeting. They're both using VPNs and just daring the government to catch them. Now, the guys that write for the Journal Sentinel and stuff, they're not doing that, obviously, because their company doesn't want to pay a fine or whatever. But these individual guys that are over there covering it for their podcasts or their websites or whatever, they are tweeting. Wendell Ferreira, he was tweeting video from the Packers practice.
Well, right, but it just seems like it's a lot of work, right? Like, just to be able to do your job, you have to – I don't even know – I didn't know what a VPN was. I'm not going to lie. I had to ask my wife what a VPN was. I'm the most old school, like, whatever I am, millennial that you'll ever meet. I wouldn't even have an iPhone if my wife didn't pretty much like run Apple these days. I probably wouldn't even have a phone, to be honest with you. I'd be using like a walkie-talkie.
Well, the good thing is I never ask you about any type of this technology advice or anything like that. We just talk about which way should we go. So Packers getting 2 tonight, over under on this one, 49.5. What say you?
Yeah, you know, man, this is a tough one just because I like both teams. I really do. I think both teams, though, are going to be completely different teams when we get to week 6, week 8 later on in the season. I like both of their ceilings. I think both of these teams could legitimately win a Super Bowl, if anybody's going to knock off Kansas City, that is. But you have two new defensive coordinators, Vic Fangio in Philadelphia. It usually takes his defenses sometimes, you know, a little bit of time to gel and kind of pick up his scheme. Plus, they're young. I mean, Quinion Mitchell, rookie. Cooper DeJean, rookie. You know, the defensive line, all three Georgia guys, they have to step up. That's the thing. Like, I worry a little bit about their defensive line. Offensive side of the ball, they bring in Kellen Moore. And what I like about that hire is everywhere he goes, they're always top five in tempo. And Philadelphia, for whatever reason, was like dead last in tempo and in pre-snap motion last season, which I didn't really understand because the year before with Shane Steichen, that's how they won 13 games and went to a Super Bowl. So I like both hires. You know, the coordinators, as I apologize, I'm walking into work. So I like both hires for the Eagles. But I just, like I said, I think it's going to take some time for both coordinators to kind of like put together their stuff. I like Green Bay tonight just because I think there's more familiarity in the offense, right? Like you bring over Saquon Barkley. What I'm expecting is the defense just to be much better under Jeff Hafley. So it's hard to pick against Green Bay right now where, you know, if they play this game week 8, maybe it's a different story because I think Philadelphia will be a better team.
Talking with Ryan Horvath, BetMGM tonight, weeknight, part of the BetQL Radio Network, and Ryan Horvath back doing a pregame college football show coming up on Saturday morning, starting tomorrow morning, right? Who do you got tomorrow? What's the name of the show? What are you guys doing?
All right, yeah. Tailgate kickoff, BetQL, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern time.
So 8 to 9 here in Milwaukee.
Yeah, I've always been bad at that. Bart giving me a hard time. And I'm in my studio now, by the way, too. We had a fire alarm go off in the Odyssey building. So that was kind of interesting.
Almost had a night off, Ryan.
No, I would have had to go home. That was the problem and do the show. It was a false alarm.
That's good.
So, yeah, tailgate kickoff. Now I can concentrate. Damn it. Okay, so I actually really like the ceiling. Hold on. Let's go back to Philadelphia, Green Bay tonight. Here's why I came around on the Packers.
What is going on
here? I'm a little bit worried. Hold on. I'm a little bit worried about pass protection for Green Bay. But, man, I feel like the defense is going to be much better. I think they went in a shootout tonight, 31-28.
Perfect.
Back to your next question. Tailgate kickoff tomorrow. Myself and PJ Glasser, they gave me a co-host this year. We upped the budget a little bit. So, yeah, we'll be on, and I'm excited for tomorrow's schedule. A lot of people aren't really excited about the slate, but I think this Michigan-Texas game is going to be a lot better than people are projecting. Especially, like, I want to see Alabama, too, with the Badgers on deck, because last season they got challenged by South Florida, and they have a really good quarterback. I think Wisconsin might give them a game actually next week too. So I'm excited to learn about these teams.
Yeah, Ryan Horvath, who told me, "Oh, Tyler Van Dyke, Sparky, you'll see, you'll like him, he'll be something." Get out of here, nonsense! I tell you, Ryan Horvath, about your Tyler Van Dyke telling me I should. Yeah, he'll be good. He won very good in week one.
Well, hold on. Let me defend him really quick because I also ragged on him a little bit on social media.
I saw it. Yeah, you and Gary were going back and forth. I saw it.
Well, we got to remember it is game one, right? New system. Playing with all new players, obviously, new coaching staff. So let's give it some time. The only reason I think they might be able to keep it close against Bama is because I do like the defense. I like the parts on the defense. And then on the offensive side of the ball, like if Wisconsin could just run the ball against Alabama, I think they're going to be able to keep that game close and run some clock. I don't think Bama skips a step this season offensively. I actually think that they improve because that's what Kalen DeBoer does. And they have Jalen Milroe, who's going to be a Heisman finalist. I like their skill position players. This kid that they have, Ryan Williams,
the freshman,
only 17 years old. Yep. Yeah, he should be a senior in high school.
Yep.
But he left early. It's just crazy. And he had two touchdowns in the opener. But offensively, they're going to be great. On the defensive side of the ball, I think that's really where they're going to miss Nick Saban because he controlled the entire defense, the corners, the linebackers. I don't really love their defense. So I think Wisconsin might be able to keep it close, but we'll learn a lot about Tyler Van Dyke coming up in a couple weeks.
I'm just hoping they don't keep it close with South Dakota tomorrow. You're talking about Alabama. We were talking before you came on, like, this better not be like 6-0 at halftime of this game against South Dakota tomorrow afternoon. Otherwise, I'm not going to be happy. I want to get your picks for a couple picks for the weekend here. That's why people tune in to listen to Ryan Horvath after all. Give me a play in the pros and a play in college that you really like.
All right, let's start with college, and I will give out not only Michigan, who I do like, just because I know the offense right now looks like a mess. They have no clue who their quarterback is. They got one guy that just comes in and runs the ball. The other guy runs a pro-style offense. But they're still one of the best defenses in the country. They're still going to be top 10 in the nation. And I'm not completely sold on Quinn Ewers. I mean, he gets a little sloppy with the football. My hot take is I think Arch Manning's the better quarterback. You saw that. When he went into that game last week, the crowd went crazy, and everybody in the huddle and on the sidelines, like, they're fully bought into him, man. I'm telling you, I think people like Arch a little bit more than they like Quinn Ewers. I like Michigan to keep it close. I don't think they win the game, but I do think that they cover the 7.5. And then Oregon, -19 against Boise State. Boise State's not going to be able to keep up. And Oregon kind of laid that stinker. But if you look at the advanced box score, they dominated in that game. It just didn't make any sense. They got in the red zone and just couldn't punch it in. They went fourth down a couple times.
What? What is an advanced box score? What does that mean? What are you talking about?
So, okay, if you go, a lot of times this is how you can find an advantage when you're betting games. If you just.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Look at the regular box score, you know, and you see like 31-0.
Yes.
Right. You might be like, oh, that was a blowout. But sometimes in college football, you know, you'll see that this team had 3 or 4 drives in the red zone on the goal line. Maybe they have a kicker that can't hit a, you know, 21-yarder. Maybe they fumble the ball on the 1-yard line. So then the next week you could sometimes expect some positive regression. Right, they're going against a team that has a terrible red zone defense, and you don't expect that sophomore running back to fumble as much. So that's what I'm saying.
Like, gotcha.
Oregon's fine is pretty much here's what I'm saying in a nerdy way. Oregon is fine. Dylan Gabriel looked awesome, and they are going to steamroll Boise State because this is why Dan Lanning's so good. He knows they're not going to see a good defense for like 4 weeks, so he keeps overselling Boise State that they're this good football team, which. They're okay, you know, but they can't compete with Oregon on a field. So I love the Ducks. And then in the NFL, oh, you're going to like this one, Sparky. You're going to love this one. Other than the Packers tonight, who I've come around on, the Tennessee Titans.
Stop.
+4, stop. +3.5, whatever number you could get. They're going to beat the Chicago Bears at Soldier Field. Rookie quarterback should not be laying more than a field goal, right?
I think Tennessee might be the worst. Them and Carolina will battle for the worst records in the National Football League. No way.
Everybody listening, write this down. Nope. I'll be back next week for your soul when Tennessee wins this game.
I'll be here. And you better not be apologizing for Alex Van Dyke next week either. Because if you have to come out here and be like, oh, I was wrong on Tennessee and on Alex Van Dyke, you're never going to live it down.
No, I mean, I'm making no promises on Van Dyke in the Badgers. But I do promise you that Tennessee, Will Levis is going to go into Soldier Field. Green Bay starts 1-0. Bears start 0-1. Our problem is we don't got to worry about the Bears for a year or two. All right,
agreed.
That could come back to haunt me. I don't think it's going to. Minnesota, we don't have to worry about maybe for a long, long time. We do have to worry, though, about the Detroit Lions. That's a really good football team. Yeah. I was talking about this with Bart earlier today. I can't hate them. I really kind of like the team. I buy into Dan Campbell. At first, I thought he was a little bit of a lunatic. Why not cheer for Jared Goff? Everybody tried to write him off. They trade him away, and then they win a Super Bowl without him. They send him to Detroit. Everybody just thought he was going to be a bridge quarterback. Now lunatics are betting him to win MVP. I would never do that. Two really good running backs. I think the defense should be better. I think that's our biggest challenge. But and everybody's just picking Detroit. But people forget that second matchup last year. Matt LaFleur made the perfect adjustments. Remember, they were trying to play a bunch of zone against us, and Jordan Love picked them apart. Yep. So I don't know. I think it's a little bit closer than the betting markets are telling you. I can't wait to see that game.
I'm just telling you, man, like, stay away from Tennessee, man. I'm trying to warn everybody. We made our predictions on this show, and I'm trying to tell Charlie and anybody that'll listen, don't buy in this Will Levis Tennessee Titans stuff, man. Just don't do it. But nobody listens. I'm talking to a wall.
It's the Bears, and they should not be 4-point favorites. So maybe Tennessee loses the game, but it's probably by a field goal or less.
I bet you the Bears win by 14 or more.
If you think that's gross, you should hear my other bets. I got the Carolina Panthers +4. I think they beat the Saints. I think they're going to run the ball all over the Saints.
Wait. They're playing another professional football team? They're not playing like Arrowhead or something?
Nope. Not Arrowhead.
I may take Arrowhead at this point. That organization is a complete fiasco as well. Now, I like Dave Canales, however you say his name, the new head coach. I think he's really good. But, yeah, they're not going to be any good this year either.
Either the Saints are going to be one of the worst teams in football. I don't know why they continue to employ Dennis Allen. Do you not remember the last play of the season where Jameis Winston and his players just defied him and went and scored a touchdown? That man should not have a job. The Panthers are at least building some culture, and they hired our good friend from back in the day at Pro Football Focus, Eric Eager. So all things looking good for Carolina. And then here, I'll give you a favorite that I like them. Actually, not a favorite, another underdog. The Jets are going to beat the San Francisco 49ers.
Is somebody playing outside of Aaron Rodgers in that game? What? Why would you pick him to beat San Francisco?
Because he's 6-3 against San Francisco in the regular season. This is regular season.
Right. Yes, that's true.
This isn't postseason 0-4, Rodgers. And you know how this goes. As an Aaron, you've watched 19 years of Aaron Rodgers.
I
know he wins this game and then loses in the playoffs.
That's my Super Bowl. My Super Bowl are the Jets and the Niners. That's my Super Bowl prediction. And my Super Bowl prediction is that the San Francisco 49ers finally win a Super Bowl and Rodgers loses again.
Nope. I think the Packers would beat the 49ers in San Francisco and at Lambeau Field. I think that our biggest threat, Green Bay's biggest threat, is Philadelphia and Detroit. I don't think San Francisco won't even... I think they get knocked out in the wild card. I don't think they win the division. Here's another hot take for you. Seattle's going to win that division. You could bet that +750.
Man, you are just all kinds of full of stuff. Did you like have some crazy drink or something before you came on the radio?
I'm telling you, San Francisco, Super Bowl hangover is a real thing. See Philadelphia last year. See Cincinnati, the Bengals, right?
See Kansas City.
Like the Bills, Kansas City's a different story, right? They only lost in that Super Bowl because they had guys that were like looking like you and me trying to block for Pat Mahomes. Remember, he was running for his life, right? Like, you got to give them actual NFL players to surround them with. But I'm telling you, Seattle, I love that Mike McDonald hire, and especially with that young defense, I think Devin Witherspoon might be the best corner in the league. Everybody loves Sauce Gardner. I think he might be better. And then I like Reek Woolen on the other side. And Geno's a good quarterback. Last year, he just didn't have a good enough year that he did, you know, the year that he had before. But I think Smith Njigba is going to be a breakout star this year. And they still have DK Metcalf. Yeah. I like both running backs. I wish we had both of those running backs. That's going to be our issue. I do not feel good about Josh Jacobs. But, yeah, Walker and Charbonnet, I think Seattle has a shot to win that division. And then I'll come back, and you'll be like, you were right. Just like when I told you, what did I tell you last year? Cincinnati would miss the
playoffs.
You
did. You said that they were going to get end up getting hurt because they were due, and it's exactly pretty much what happened. Ryan Horvath, BetMGM tonight, way smarter than I am when it comes to gambling, but I always like giving him my two cents as well, and I miss doing Curtin along with him. Follow him on Twitter at Ryan Horvath, and again, his college tailgate to kickoff show, him and PJ Glasser tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock here on 1250 AM The Fan every Saturday morning. Make sure to tune in and check it out. Ryan, thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you.
Oh,
wait.
Next
week, there won't be fire alarms going off, I promise you.
Wait, one more thing. I teased earlier, there's no longer Nick Eschew and there's no longer Trista Crick. So tell everybody who your new co-host is.
Oh, yeah, Brad Evans, 20 years in the business, big fantasy football guy. So if you're like Sparky, you know, Sparky doesn't like to bet games. And if he did, he'd be terrible at it because he would just pick favorites, as you guys just heard. So Brad, he's going to do a lot of fantasy football stuff. Eventually, we'll have phone lines and everything like a real radio station. You're going to be able to call in, ask your questions, and we'll do some fantasy. I'll do the betting, the lines, the totals, player props. So we're really excited for it. It's been a great week of shows. It's kind of flown by, which is a good thing. You know, and tonight we got Packers-Eagles. So
you saw?
I was joking. I am really excited for this game tonight, man. And really quick, side note. So I know that Brad really likes Jaden Reed tonight, which hard to argue against that. I know a lot of other smart people really like Christian Watson. I don't trust them. My quick to pick tonight in the prop market, Jordan Love over 7.5 rushing yards. And Matt LaFleur, if you're listening, I'm begging of you, use his legs a little bit this year, especially with our running back situation right now. Now, we don't got to do anything crazy and get him killed. We don't need him like Lamar last night, right, like 20 carries. But every once in a while, a little read option, you get him to the outside, right, set the edge. I think Jordan Love's a little bit more athletic than Matt LaFleur realizes. So we'll see those legs a little bit, especially against this Philadelphia front that I don't trust.
You keep banging on these running backs. I'm telling you, if Marshawn Lloyd can stay healthy, big question because he hasn't been so far. But
well,
if he's healthy,
favorite,
he is going to be a stud before this whole thing is said and done.
Well, he's my favorite, but here's the thing. Like, he's not great in pass protection, and if you breathe on him, he breaks. And Matt LaFleur is not going to put up with that. You know that. He wants his war daddies or whatever he calls them. So, and here's the other thing. Is Matt LaFleur even going to give the ball to Jacobs, or did the Packers waste a bunch of money? Are we going to go to the podium every Sunday and hear, I got to be better.
I
got to get the ball to Jacobs.
It better not be like Derrick Henry last night, where you have a whole drive work, and then you go away from him the rest of the game. Better not be like that, because if it's like it was last night for Derrick Henry in Baltimore, it's not going to sit well with you, and it's definitely not going to sit well with me.
Well, Matt LaFleur had Derrick Henry, and nobody, like, he didn't even realize he had him on the roster when he was in Tennessee. Remember?
Yes.
He kept giving the ball to Deion for whatever reason.
His offense was at the bottom of the league that year. Ryan, thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you.
Take care. There he is. Yep. Ryan Horvath, BetMGM tonight. Follow him on Twitter at Ryan Horvath. Was that entertaining enough for you, Trey?
Oh, that was great. I love how all over the place is. And I also feel more confident in my choice to leave the 49ers out of the playoffs now. So
you're both crazy. Like, I thought he was nuts last year when he said the Bengals were going to make the playoffs. I'm like, dude, what are you talking about? Nope, I'm telling you, they're due for injuries. They've been way too healthy. Eventually, it's going to catch up to them, and they're going to have a clunker. And that's exactly what happened last year. Unbelievable. Again, just way smarter than I am with all this stuff.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.